And we're back. How's it?
Hey, man. How's it going?
It's going.
How's everything in Hawaii?
Oh, they're still recovering, but they're expecting another storm starting on Wednesday. So we'll see how that goes.
Is it the same kind of storm or is it?
It's another Kona low. I guess the trade winds are going to get cut off and similar type of system, but they're not sure. I think they said rain. I guess the forecast earlier in this past week said they're expecting over 5 inches of rain, but we'll see what happens. They're just telling everyone to get ready.
Oh, okay. Oh, that's okay. Well,
yeah. What about in Vegas? I heard it was super hot, huh?
It's definitely warming up for sure. This week there was some it kind of chilled down a little bit, kind of like we're in the 60s, right, 70s.
Okay.
So, but I think it's definitely going to go back up on the next week.
That's brutal, yeah. Man.
So it's definitely winter is gone for sure. we're getting into. It even seems like we're getting past the spring and going straight into summer.
Oh man, but, that's brutal.
No, but it's definitely been warmer for sure.
Mm.
But this past couple of days have been cooler. I noticed, which is nice. It's kind of in the more perfect weather situation.
Okay.
So, yeah,
that's a good thing.
Yeah. So it's. Overall, though, it's been pretty good.
Yeah, how are gas prices up there?
Oh, yeah, no, that's not great. I was driving the other day, and I saw some stations at like $5.49 already.
Wow.
Yeah. So up there.
Wow, that's crazy, man.
Yeah, it's definitely up there. I think in general, like,
mm-hmm.
I think Vegas does have one of the higher nationwide gas prices. Yeah, on average. Wow. On average, I think. Of course, you got California, where California always high, Alaska, Hawaii always high, right?
Mm-hmm.
On the higher end. But I think Nevada ranks up pretty up there.
I was surprised. Yeah. My friends visitor from San Diego, and they said they were at six something already.
Oh, dang. Yeah.
And they said the crazy part is they're at six something. And I guess that what happens is the pumps cut you off at $100 and then you have to redo the transaction again. So people were getting, just putting in their usual fill-ups, and they'd have to do two transactions. I was like, oh, that's crazy.
That is crazy. I didn't know that was a thing. I don't think I've ever put in $100 before at a pump. But my car is smaller, so the tank is smaller, right? So I've never had to fill it up, like,
okay,
right, like where it was even close to that.
Right.
So I didn't even know that was a thing that existed on the pump.
I think I used to, like, the max I've seen when I had my gas car was like $70-$75, I think.
Oh, okay. Like when you're just like completely empty and you just
if I had a quarter tank left. But
yeah
I think nowadays, I think Costco here is for regulars at over like $5.20 or something like that. It's been pretty high.
Oh, really?
Yeah. I think regular gas stations are close to that, or if not over, probably. But I don't see any relief in sight.
Yeah, no.
They've already told us, HECO has told us that our electricity bills are going to jump 20 to 30% already.
Holy mackerel.
Which is crazy, right? I mean, and then some people are like, well, wait a minute. You guys didn't buy the new gas yet. So, and we technically don't get gas from that region. So why is it jumping up? And they're like, oh, well, you know, the markets are fluctuating, so that's why we're charging that much already. And I'm like, okay, that's BS, because you know, when prices come down, it takes months, if not sometimes years, right?
Right.
But when things go up, it's almost instantaneous. It's like, okay, we're gonna make this, and it doesn't matter, right? They're just gonna charge you more because right. It's gonna happen.
Right, right.
So I'm just like, wow, that is, I mean, we don't get a break anywhere. I'm not sure what happens with your guys. I mean, you guys have a lot of solar up there, right? So
people do, yeah. People do solar. But at the same time, right, like the credits is gone, right? They no longer offer those the credits. So it's like last year was the last time you could do it. You had to get it installed before the end of the year.
Okay.
For you to get the credit. And so I don't know how many people are going to be calling solar now. Credit.
Yeah.
I mean, it's still a benefit, right? Like you still, right? But I think it becomes harder to kind of sell the whole package up front, right? Because it is right. Kind of expensive to install it.
And, right.
You know, it depends on how many panels you get as well. So, yeah, should be interesting to see how much that changed. There was at one point, concern on whether Las Vegas or the Nevada Southwest, basically the Nevada Energy Company for this region, Las Vegas, they were changing their kind of pricing structure.
And okay.
And that kind of caused an uproar because at the end of it, I think the way it sounded, the way we're changing, it was like if you had solar, you were kind of getting screwed.
Oh no!
Yeah, because then you were slightly going to pay a little bit more with this.
Well, that's not right.
Yeah, yeah. So people are just like, especially for the people with solar, right? They were just like, "How is this fair?" Right.
Right.
So it definitely caused uproar. I think they went through with it anyways, but so I don't know how much it really impacted them, but at the end of the day, right? Like mm-hmm.
I think something similar was happening in Hawaii. So basically the thing that people are doing is instead of selling the energy back to HECO, they would get batteries, right? So you would just store the batteries. I mean, you would house the batteries and store the energy yourself so that the system would just flip, right? You'd be on battery certain times and then you'd flip back to the grid at other times, which would help you save money.
How big is this battery?
I mean, I think it depends. I mean, if you've seen like rack batteries before, I mean.
Yeah.
I mean, I think it would probably be like, let's say it's a 5 foot stall, a 5 foot not tall stack, right, of batteries.
Mm-hmm.
And they would hold so much kilowatt hours of energy.
Oh, so but I think, you know, knowing Hawaii people, right, where do they store that?
You just put it in your garage, right?
It's like most people don't, they just, their garages are full of just random shit.
But that's why, like, Tesla has those battery packs that just install on the wall, right?
Oh, and right.
You do something similar. I'm sure other manufacturers do something similar.
Are expensive, right?
Yeah, they're not cheap. Yeah. Batteries are not cheap, and they have a lifetime, too. I mean, I think, like, when we look at our computer gear, it's, like, 3 to 5 years for a lead-acid battery, so... You do have to change them.
Geez, but 3 to 5 years. That's not very long.
I mean, they might be. Yeah, I don't know. The systems, the kind, might be using lithium, right? Lithium batteries, which, of course, are going to last longer. But lithium, the dangers with lithium always is fire, right? if right, something happens right. and it catches on fire, you can't put out a lithium fire. You basically right. have to wait for it to burn out.
Right.
But, oh, and I don't know if you read Civil Beat, but I guess the government had signed a contract with a Japanese company to, I guess, moving forward, you know how they're trying to do clean energy in Hawaii. So they're saying that we're going to switch to natural gas, right?
Oh, really?
Oh, yeah. So, which sounds great because they're like, oh, natural gas comes out, I don't know, they said $1 billion less than if we went towards solar, geothermal, and other natural alternatives, right? Yeah. Which sounds great until somebody did the audit of what they signed, and they're like, wait a minute, you guys screwed up on the math.
Oh.
So it did a total reversal because they underestimated $1.2 billion. So we end up paying $300 million more by using natural gas with this Japanese company. And what's funny is when somebody first called that out to them, they're like, no, the math is correct. You guys are wrong. And then they're like, oh yeah, you know what? You are right. We did underestimate it by $1 billion. And then they doubled down and they said, but we're still going to go with natural gas.
Heck? Did they use AI to do the calculation?
I don't know. Because That's how stupid the state is. They're going to double down on something that's going to cost us $300 million more. I'm sorry. I don't know if that's per year or over the decade, but.
That's and what? Oh, boy. Oh, yeah.
I mean, and you know, the contract they sign or the agreement is non-binding, so they can back out at any time. I mean, if I were,
then yeah, why don't I don't?
Yeah, why not what's back out and say sorry, we messed up. Let us do this again.
Yeah, I mean,
it only makes it look like you're collecting money from someplace, right?
Isn't there a law that like this sounds? Right, like it's just almost like you, as you have a duty to yes. evaluate,
right?
Like, huh?
You don't say, "Oh yeah, we screwed up," but no, we're still gonna. It's okay.
Damn.
Oh man, what is the status quo for Hawaii?
Yeah. What? Like, god damn it! Like, guys, go back to the table, like. You're just going to admit that you're going to throw away $300 million.
Right. When we're already not able to fund our rail, as it is.
It's just like you guys randomly just decide you're always just going to throw away money, right? Like that's what the rail is, right?
That's right.
Like the stadium. The stadium. Right? Like this.
Yeah, I don't. It boggles my mind, and it's just basically out in the open now, right? I mean, I don't know if they figured, oh yeah, no one's gonna notice that we fudged the numbers. Then someone calls you out on it, and then you double down, like, ah, that's all right. What's $3 million? $300 million amongst friends, I guess. But that's my tax money,
right? Yeah, no, exactly. I mean, that's where I'm confused, right? Like, oh, I mean, what are we talking about, I guess, right? Like, look at where we at the, you know, federal level, right? Like,
yes,
like, even though you screw up, it's like, we screwed up. It's like, there's no consequences. There's no accountability, right? Nope. It's just like, whatever's, right? But yet, it's like, wait, you guys are supposed to be serving the public, right? Like, that's the whole point.
Yes.
And nothing you're doing is actually serving the public. What are you doing? Like, what you're saying, you're admitting you're throwing away $300 million.
Like, right, and act like it's no big deal.
Yeah, that makes no sense whatsoever. That's $300 million of taxpayer money. Like, what are you talking about?
Right.
Insane.
But yeah. that is a status quo for Hawaii. I mean, well, I think too, I mean, I haven't been keeping up with the local news, but the governor was asking the federal government to declare the disaster area, right? And get some federal funds, right? For our disaster cleanup. I don't think we've gotten a response yet.
Yeah. Yep. I doubt that that's going to
happen. Right. And he was touting that, hey, I have a good relationship with, I mean, the president and whatnot, but obviously not.
Yeah.
I mean, I get it. I get why they're not responding because we, I mean, yeah, we're a democratic state, right?
Right. So. Right. Yeah. Well, and two, it's just like, you know, they don't give a shit about anything else that's happening right now. Right. Like,
that's right.
They're just focused on whatever they can do to distract the world from files.
Well, apparently he had, well, there was, it's unconfirmed, but he had a health scare, right? Or a health situation.
Yeah, I saw that. I wasn't sure how, I saw a few kind of posts regarding that. Of course, but nobody, of course, the one, the White House is not going to confirm that.
Of course not.
Right. But yeah, I did see a few posts regarding that. What? And it's funny because I only saw that one time and I never saw any follow up. I don't know where it's at. Right. But at the same time, yeah, they're saying they haven't heard from him. He hasn't done any. Yes.
I think he made some. I don't think he's come out publicly yet. I think he's just been making so called statements, right?
Right, right. But nobody's technically seen him for like a couple days.
Yeah.
So I don't know. I mean, yeah, like there's images, right, of where like previous photos where, yeah, you see his hand is completely bruised and everything, right? Like
right.
The skin is like gross looking. You know, he doesn't look well. You know, he's kind of slurring, and even when he's talking, it's like, sometimes it's not even.
Well, he tweeted coherent. a statement today, and didn't he like hail Allah or something?
Gosh, yeah, like, and you know, who knows who's really running those accounts?
You're right,
right? Like, I don't know, right? Like, who knows? I'm actually would be surprised if he even knows how to type on a phone. But. Yeah. Especially with his hand, like, I don't know, right? Like,
yes,
his hand looks it's almost non-functional.
It looks very questionable.
Yeah, like, I don't know. Like, they don't let him drink water anymore in front of TV, right?
Do they not? I didn't know
I don't think I've ever seen a video ever since that one time.
Oh, right, he
almost couldn't bring up. He almost couldn't hold the glass.
Yeah. Right?
I don't think they ever allowed him to
drink
on camera anymore.
That's not good.
But yeah, I don't, right? Like, there's so much secrecy behind what's happening. And so it's like, I don't know. Right.
I guess they got to keep him alive, right? If they're going to keep running the.
Yeah.
We're in a Weekend at Bernie situation.
Right, exactly. Then it's like,
so far he's not dead.
Who's like the two guys, right? That's trying to keep him alive.
Yeah,
right? Like,
yeah.
Is it Miller and what's his name from the defense?
War
Department of right, those two. Because it's not.
Yes,
I think Vance wouldn't want that. Like he Vance just would want to be, you know, president. Like, I don't think he would be the guy trying to keep him around.
Right.
But I think it would be the other two guys because they're basically, once it's out, like, right, like, I think they're going to be under fire, right? Like, from, you know, for a lot of things, right? Like,
right.
And I think, like, same with Bondi. Like, now she's basically out.
Sorry, Bondi is out.
It's, you know, she has no protections now.
Right.
Right. So it's like, she's now, when it comes to, like, you know, actual charges, that could happen.
Yes, it could.
It's not going to happen now, but it could happen the moment it changes, right, in government,
right,
parties, right? The moment it changes, that's where, yeah, all these people are at risk now, because they're gonna hold them accountable for all this stuff, whether it was perjury or fraud, conspiracy, right, all kind of stuff, right? Like,
right,
they're just, you know, even to the point where probably, who knows, right? Like, mark them as, you know, a traitor to the country, right? Like,
right,
who knows, right? Like, I don't know what they're possibly putting a case together, but I'm sure they are. Somebody's doing it. They're just trying to wait for that right time to do it.
Right.
Well, at the same time, it is the Democrats, and there.
Yeah.
Yeah. You know, so I mean, don't know. They should be putting their case together, but, like, who knows if they're actually doing that.
That's because true. I mean, the Democrats,
they have no balls.
Yeah. They had a lot of chances, and they just don't know how to.
Yeah, they don't know how to do it. Yeah.
I think the only one who had a clue was Newsom. Like, he was turning it around on the Republicans, and that didn't make them feel any good.
Yeah. I think the Democrats, I mean, they do need to shift, right? Like, they need to make themselves more vocal.
Yes.
And figure out how to do, like, how to become that. Like, Donny he's kind of been doing that, but he's only a mayor on the New York level.
Right? Right.
So it's like,
he's still got to work up.
Right, like, yeah, but I think there's potential there, right? Like, if he does a good job at the mayor level, right, eventually the progression is governor.
Right.
Right? And governor to, I mean, it's possible for you to go to governor to presidency. Like, that's
true.
That's a big jump, right? I think Newsom is trying to do that, right?
Right.
I don't know if he's going to have enough backing, but he is a potential candidate on the Democratic side. I know people have talked about, like, AOC. I don't know if she's going to get backing from the party, though.
Yeah, she's a little bit too radical, I think.
I think it would be interesting if she was. I just don't know if she'll get full backing, though.
Yeah.
It's kind of the whole Bernie situation.
Yes.
Right? Like, the party did not want to back him.
Unfortunately, yeah. I mean, I think they have to be kind of middle of the ground. I mean, if you go too left, then I think you're not going to get a lot of support.
Which,
unfortunately.
Which isn't, and you know why, right? Like, at the end of the day, it all comes down to lobbying and money.
Yes.
Right? And people like AOC.
Yeah.
Right? Like, and even potentially if Donnie wants to get to that level, right? They're not going to be favored.
Yeah.
Which is... Right, like, at the time, too, it was like, right, that's why they created that whole, what was that bill for Congress to limit Congress from raiding? What's her name? They, I mean, there's an app that tracks her.
Yes, there is. Right? There's an app that tracks all of it.
Yeah, her trading, right? Like,
right.
What was her name? Damn it, I'm getting a blank now.
Yeah, me too.
But yeah, I mean, it comes down to money for both sides. It's not just a Democratic problem. It's a Republican problem, too. Right.
Like, right.
And I wouldn't say even it's a party thing. It's just a position of power in the government that there is this, you know, it comes down to money for a lot of times. That's why large corporations, public companies right there, publicly traded companies right there, they're lobbying, right?
Of course.
Because it affects their bottom line. And when certain kind of laws and regulations get into play, and if people don't understand that, like, they're like, oh, that's not how the government's, well, that's not how the government's supposed to be, but unfortunately, that's the reality.
That is, yeah, that is the way it is.
Yeah, that's...
Sorry if you think otherwise, but that, I'm sorry.
I mean, yes, that's not how I think it was envisioned back in the day when, you know, the founding fathers created government, but that's what it is today.
Yeah.
Right? Like, oh, you know, why do you think there's, you know, pushes between, oh, certain, allowing certain chemicals and previously certain uses of certain types of agents or chemicals was banned. Mm-hmm. Why? Because, yeah, it would cause, there was risk of causing it cancer. But, like, that, because the use of that is way cheaper to use than trying to use something that's more health conscious, right? Or environmentally conscious.
Yeah.
And so what do these corporations do that use it? They're lobbying to get that restriction removed, right? So they can go back to cost cutting and shortcutting and doing whatever it is to increase their profit margins. So ultimately they can increase their bonuses. That's how it works, unfortunately, right? And unfortunately, the other guys who are more environmentally conscious, and they don't have enough money to right, because they're technically, their profit margins are probably smaller.
Oh, that is,
you know, it's funny how that works. Yep. Right, like, so they don't have the money to you know, secretly throw around and fund all these right. But, you know, that's why it becomes a big thing, right? Like, how much money is being funded through these campaigns?
That is so sad that, I mean, we have to say that's the reality, right?
Yeah. I mean, I think that's why, like, it's funny how people think, oh, they're doing it for us. I mean, you know, people are saying all these promises that are made during campaigns, right? It's like, oh, no, this guy's... No. That's most... In most cases, I'm not going to say everybody, right? Because there are some people who are purely, they're trying to do good in government.
Yes.
So I'm not going to, just blanket statement everybody's doing this, but, like, there's a good portion of, you know, political campaigns that are purely trying to fund their own pocket.
Yep.
They're not doing it for the public. Nope. They're doing it because, yeah, they've cut a deal and they're lining their pockets.
Unfortunately, yes, that is true.
You know, I mean, Polymarket itself, I'm pretty sure,
yes,
right, is a, it's basically, at currently, it's basically insider trading.
Yeah.
I believe that.
Yeah.
I believe that.
There's no, yeah.
and you know, of course, I'm gonna make this disclaimer. I don't know, so I'm just gonna say that I don't know. But that's something that
is your best educational guess.
Yeah, like, there's, you know, there's times where somebody is posted on, you know, they posted on Twitter like, hey, there's just been this. Somebody made millions of dollars on this entire trade, knowing when this exact time this they decided to deploy units to Iran, or what, or when they were going to bomb Iran or whatever.
Right.
It's like, how do
they know?
Like, yeah. Like, who risked that much money?
Right.
Right. To, on the right, like, one, okay, if you have that much money, like, wow, okay, you just have that much money you can throw around. But two, you'd rather, like, a normal person would just, like, if you have that much money, just go Vegas and gamble, right? Like, you're not going to put that much money on a time frame.
That is right.
When that exact political moment is happening.
Yes.
Right? Like, the average person is not doing that, for sure. Unless you're crazy and you unless you're completely insane and you have unlimited funds. But anybody who's trying to make money knows that's not the best way to make money, right? Unless you know it's a unless you're Back to the Future, you have the sports almanac, right? And you know exactly what's happening.
Yep.
Right? Or you have some insider information.
That's right.
Right? Like, it's just like, what are we doing here?
Well, I think, well, the crazy part too is there's no consequences, right?
Oh, yeah. Because right now, it's not, I don't think anybody's right regulating that.
No.
There's no real regulations to it.
No.
It's just kind of like, it really is just like, it's old Vegas where it's just like, whatever's like, who's mobsters running it? I don't know, right? Like, it's the modern day mob, right? Running that.
Yeah.
Right? And even if it folds, you're probably going to be like, whoever, they ran. They basically took that money and ran.
Right.
And you know, you probably never see that again. Right?
That is true. You probably will never see that again.
Yeah. Right. Like, you gotta kind of wonder, right? Like, you know how there's like these Swiss bank accounts, right? That that was a kind of thing back in the day, right? Like, where people were just like joke around, oh, yeah, Swiss bank accounts and stuff. But you kind of gotta wonder, like, how many people actually escaped, right? They somehow got a whole bunch of money and they just vanished off the face of the planet because they threw that money into this foreign bank account, right? Just living somewhere, living off that, right? And they did it illegally, let's just say, right? You kind of got to wonder, yeah, how many people in the history has actually just escaped and they just live off that, right? And they nobody ever knows. Nobody ever knows.
Right.
There's got to be
a lot. Bunch, I bet it's going to be a lot.
Right? There's got to be a lot of them. It just made bank somehow. Whatever a scam or whatever.
If you're smart, right? If you're super smart, then maybe, yeah, you just keep quiet. You take the money and you just disappear, right? Yeah. Nobody has to know.
Nobody has to know. And in a lot of ways, most people won't know, right? Like, maybe only a few handful because the government's still trying to investigate it, right?
Right.
But who knows, right? Like, the government has all these kind of, like, old case files. They don't know. They don't have any new leads. And it just sits there. It's never been closed. It's never been resolved. It's just sitting there, right? They don't know because they don't know what happened. Right. Somebody made millions of dollars. There's no trace of them. No trace of that money. I mean, right. Like, it's just gone.
Yeah. You're just living off of that for the rest of your life.
Right. Right.
Maybe you got citizenship someplace. Right. I mean,
yeah. Maybe you did. Right. Like, and maybe, and you could buy it. Right. Maybe because you're now in a third world country, you could buy that citizenship.
Right.
Because you had so much money. Right? So you moved, maybe you're living in Thailand. You've been living in Thailand for the rest of your life, right? Living off, like, you're just like, you come off as like an average person, right?
Right.
But you're comfortably living there. Right? Like, you're just.
And maybe, I mean, it might not be such a bad thing.
Yeah. You know, it's just like, you made it, right? Like, you're at the beach every day. You're, who knows? Now you just have like a little stand.
I guess the junk part would be that you cannot freely travel, right?
Right. Unless you did buy a identity.
Yeah. oh, maybe you got citizenship from someplace, but
right, like, and they have a good passport,
right? But right, if so you're on, yeah, but if you're on the Interpol list or anything like that, I think you're screwed.
Oh yeah, yeah, yeah. What if you're on that list? Then yeah, you're kind of screwed. But then, yeah, but then by then you would know which countries you can go to, right? You probably could figure out which countries.
I think the only way that it would work is if, shoot, you'd have to have. Well, you'd have to be single, right?
Yeah,
you'd have to be single for the rest of your life.
Well, no, you could get married, right? You could get married in whatever country you're.
Yeah, right? But you'd have to tell your significant other, by the way, I can only stay here, technically, or we can only go to these countries.
And that's fine. Like, who? In some ways, if you're living in a third world country,
okay,
that might be okay. Right, because if they're happy that they living comfortably, it might be okay with that.
True, I guess, right? Maybe you live in Vietnam or Thailand.
Right. Exactly, yeah, they might be okay with that. But you have a nice house, right? Or you have a nice property. Right?
You probably live like a king. You probably have a maid and whatnot because you could afford it.
Right. Right.
Okay.
Yeah, or you know, even if, like, man, yeah, if you've, I don't know, Singapore might be harder, I think.
I think you don't want to mess around. I think Singapore and Malaysia, yeah, they could put you to death or you could get caned, right? Yeah, I don't think you want to do that.
I mean, I'm sure there's people in Philippines.
Oh, yeah, Philippines would be another one, but Philippines is kind of scary because you could get kidnapped.
I think certain parts of it, like if you stay, there are certain parts of the Philippines, like I think you definitely don't want to venture out too far, especially if you look like a foreigner.
Definitely don't go to Cambodia. That's another place the Koreans have been disappearing.
Oh, yeah. But you probably, I mean, for the most part, especially if you... somehow you got that money and there was really no trace to yourself, you probably could go, like, you could escape to Europe or something, right?
I don't think I'd want to go to Europe. I'd probably stay.
Well, I think you could.
Asia. Yeah, you think could. You could.
I think if you could, if you knew that there was no trace of that money getting tied back to you.
Yeah.
I think you could. But it is a little bit riskier, right? But yeah, you probably would go.
See, now that we've talked about this on this podcast, we can't ever do this because they're gonna be like, okay, we know what those guys are doing.
No, yeah, no. But I don't even have an account on Polymarket, right? Like, so I don't even do that, right? Like, so.
Right.
But it's just kind of one of those things too. It's like, how many people actually just got away?
I'm sure there's a lot.
Yeah, it's got to be a lot.
There's got to be. People that, I mean, especially if they don't have a lot of friends or family, they just kind of disappeared.
Right.
Right?
Right. Yeah.
No one's...
If you somehow... Yeah, you don't have friends or family. You just kind of disappeared. No one would really know.
Right. You quit your job and it's like, oh, what happened to Bob? It's like, oh, yeah, I don't know. I heard he got another job someplace else and that'd be the end of it.
I mean,
I think the
only way would be like for some reason, right? Like I don't know. And maybe if the IRS is like, hey, there has been no taxes from this person.
Right. But
they're not registered as deceased.
Right.
Right.
Or maybe you keep it legit and you just freaking say that you're unemployed. Oh, no. Oh, yeah. See, that would be the hard part.
Right.
Like, no, you just file your taxes and say that, oh, you don't have any income.
Right. Like,
which would look sus.
You could actually, you know what? This is where AI comes in. You could have AI. You could have an agent AI run where it just continues to make it seem like you're just unemployed. So you file. You do all the filing automatically.
Right.
And but then you're living a life, right? Completely off the grid.
That's true. You could, you know what? At that point, just buy some land in the woods someplace and just say, I am totally living off the grid and here's my income tax filings.
Right, right.
Yet you're not even there on that property. You've gone already.
Exactly, exactly. You're like in totally somewhere else, right? Entirely different country, right?
Yep.
But you...
In fact, you tell your friend, hey, you know what? You're just going to live here.
Yeah, if you have a friend that is like wants to live, off the land for free.
Yep, it's like, here, I'm going to set you up. Perfect. Yeah. Full solar. You don't have to worry about electricity. Yeah. I'm just going to live here.
Actually, And you know what? That probably is a situation like that right now. Somebody actually does that. Wouldn't it be shocking if that was
the case? I think we know a friend who would live there for us.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, he would totally do that. He would totally do that.
He would totally.
You know what? Honestly, that it wouldn't surprise me if that number was very large. The number of people that just...
I'm sure. I mean, there's got to be a sizable amount of, number of people who do that.
Right. But just like somehow just off, totally just off the grid. Right. Like they just disappeared one day.
And maybe for all we know, they're on YouTube posting.
Yeah. They created, they're a whole different person, right? Later, like identity wise, right?
Yeah.
They're on YouTube. Just that'd be really gutsy, right? Like, can you imagine? You just escape and then you decide you're in a whole different, and you just created a whole YouTube account under your new identity and you're just like posting videos. And that'd be gutsy. That'd be gutsy for sure.
That'd be something interesting to see.
Although, you know, there are those people who like live in those, like Thailand or right? That moved there, right?
Yeah.
YouTube videos.
I don't know. You know, YouTube, I've noticed these days, has gotten kind of stale. The content is getting stale.
I think it's more because, there's kind of like a formula that people are moving towards, right? Because it does seem to be effective in terms of like the algorithm, right? So getting your video onto people's for you page.
I don't know what it is. I mean, like, I've been getting a lot of I have the channels I subscribe to,
right.
Even those creators, like, their postings have become sporadic. I mean, there are some people who really keep to a schedule religiously,
right.
But some of the content has just gone downhill. It's like, whoa, you guys are just running out of ideas or what? And then the recommendations, I get recommendations for channels that are just starting off and maybe have like 300 followers.
Oh, wow.
That's like, what is this, right?
There, I have noticed the algorithm is kind of doing some interesting things.
Yeah.
In terms of recommendations.
Mm-hmm.
And it is, I've gotten some recommendations, especially for... things that are like clip, it's almost like clip channels.
Oh,
right. So they're just like these people don't have like followers, right? But then it's more content recommending. So it's like because they're clipping it from another channel, right? Or another
So they're just YouTube, copying, right?
Yeah. So
yeah, that's lame.
Yeah. So but then it's just becomes it's not directly from that person, right? From that content creator. So I've seen those, and then, but I do see that what you're saying is that it's becoming a little bit stale in terms of type of content.
Yeah,
And I think it is. I think for a lot of groups, it is. Yeah, it does seem to be harder to come up with new content. Or be more creative. And I don't know if it's because of the attention to like a shift to short form, right? So TikTok and
Instagram and all that, right?
Right. So it's causing the long form content to suffer because the short form is much more lucrative, and or in terms of effort and
right
and views, right, and or what people are attracted to. So I think that's where that's long form becomes stale because not as many do that anymore. They're focused on the short form. And then that becomes, it's basically, it's not even, in some cases, 1 minute of video, right? Content. Like, check, and then people swipe up, right? to the next video.
I
watch a lot of that short form stuff, but.
Yes. I think we've been talking about it too, is how do you start an Instagram and post that kind of stuff, right?
Right, right. Yeah. But I think it's because that's where the majority is going towards, right? In terms of the viewership, right?
Yeah, that's, because people just need a quick fix and move on to the next one.
Exactly, right? They're like the times of watching even a 17-minute video, right, is kind of like you usually do that because you're like you need something on the TV while you're
doing something else,
right, like you're cooking, cleaning or something, right, or you need to something playing in the background. It's no longer something that you because that was the only option. You consume in like parts because at the time it was like that's all you had, right? You didn't have the short form content, right? But now that short form exists, you tend to use that as like a quick break.
That's true.
A distraction, right? It's easier to watch that short form than long form version.
Yeah.
Right? Because the long form you have this build up, right? It's kind of like you got to build up and then do that.
That's right.
Right? And
that, yeah.
It's interesting though. Like even like watching shows, it's kind of like, I don't know. I noticed that, well, because too, I'm only doing certain descriptions right at a time. I'm noticing I'm really picky when it comes to like what I'm watching in terms of the show. Okay. Like, I'll watch the ones I'm used to, but if it's a new stuff, I'm like a little bit hesitant to like dive in something new.
Oh,
yeah. Unless it's somebody who's like really recommended.
Right.
I still like watching movies here and there. Like a good movie. Like I like watching a movie and then like having a drink or something. Like,
oh, okay.
I still like doing that. But even movies kind of sometimes it's like, I have like Amazon Prime and the movies on Amazon aren't great. Usually. And then Apple TV doesn't have many movies. They're more TV show focused. Right?
Okay.
And then, I think the movies, most of the movies probably be better if like you have like Netflix or maybe HBO, right? Probably get a better selection. But yeah, I mean Netflix in general, I think has a good selection of depending on what you watch, TV show, movie, K dramas, right? Like, they have a good selection. But I do have to. There was one K-drama show I wanted to watch.
Okay.
It was supposed to come out soon, I think. Bloodhounds.
Oh, yeah. 2? I think that might have been out already. That might be out already. Is it
came out? Okay.
Yeah.
I did want to watch that one. I did like the first one. Even though there was that. So, yeah. I don't know if you knew, right? Like, there was a the second, not really the second half, but like the final third of the season kind of shifted.
Yeah, they had to write out the girl because of her scandal.
Yeah. So I didn't know that when I was watching it. So when I first watched it, I was like, that's interesting. That's an interesting choice, right? Like how they kind of how they wrote her off. Right?
Okay.
Right. So I was like,
okay, guys. See you guys later.
Like, yeah. Like she just disappeared, right? Like, when she was such a big focal point in the beginning.
Yes.
Right? But then, and I also, sorry, spoilers. If you haven't watched this show on Netflix, it's a K drama, Bloodhounds. So if you don't want to hear it, just probably skip ahead or something. But there is a point where, there was a big turning point in where the characters look like they're basically lose, right? They basically lost. People die.
Right.
when it started up and then that girl kind of just basically disappeared. After I watched the season, I enjoyed the whole show. Like I enjoyed the whole show, but like I did find it a very interesting. Oh, that's a very interesting story choice, right?
Right.
But then when I looked it up after, I was like, to see like how other people responded.
Mm-hmm.
Then somebody said, they had to write her off because of her situation, scandal, and everything.
Right.
And then originally it sounded like a friend was gonna die, but because of that they had to rewrite the entire kind of third act, right? The third ending, right? And and then he survived. But I was like, that would have been a classic K-drama. Well, that sucked because a whole you see the relationship between him, the main character, and the girl. But like the other thing that was really like I think what carried the movie, I mean that carried the show towards the end was the relationship between the two. And that's what I'm worried about when they do season this Bloodhounds 2, is that they're gonna actually follow through with that. I am kind of worried that they're gonna follow through with that, and it's gonna be a little bit upsetting.
Yeah, we'll see what happens.
Yeah,
but I mean they brought in a big name as a
kind of villain, right?
Yeah,
is he the villain? It seems like he's the villain.
He's the villain, but his last drama was shit. So we'll see. Hopefully, he doesn't make this drama shit.
Yeah, I mean, I think hopefully it doesn't. But like, I think it did help that they kept the friend, right?
Yes,
and then it was more of the brotherhood between the two, right?
Yeah.
So I think that basically carried the series overall, but like. But when I read, like, that's why they made choices. Because it did seem like this is a weird turn, right? Like, it kind of felt a little bit weird. But at the same time, I was like, okay, I'll just buy into it, right? But like, I did find it. I was like, choice.
Yeah.
So for her to just be completely like, okay, bye, right? Like, I can't do this.
All right, guys. Yep. Yeah. Let me just write this letter and not even say anything.
Right.
I'm just gonna
disappear. There's
now.
No. Right. She never shows up again.
Yeah.
Like in any shape or form. Right.
Yes. That was weird.
Yeah. So, but yeah. So I want to do. I do want to watch the second.
Okay.
That one. That's the only one I see. There's some other ones that showed up in. I saw the kind of like the trailer for a bunch of K-drama shows that are kind of coming out this year for Netflix.
Okay.
There are some other ones that are I'd be interested in, but I just don't know.
Right.
I would only watch it because I know certain actors. Right.
Mm.
I don't know what it's about.
Right.
You know, I have no clue what it's about, but I would watch it because it has certain actors.
Right? Yeah.
But the one I know what it's about is that Bloodhounds one because
I think the scary part is I think some of this we've noticed that some of the dramas haven't been as good now.
Oh, for real?
Yeah. So we're like, okay, hopefully it gets better, but we've been noticing they haven't been as good.
What do you think is happening there?
I think they're just making too many.
Oh.
I mean, I think the storylines are just not there.
I mean, there hasn't
been any like, oh, wow, you watch it and it's like, oh, yeah, that was an awesome one to watch.
Yeah.
I haven't seen anything like that recently. And I'm sure people will disagree, but it's like, yeah, it's like, come on, guys. I mean, you guys got to release something a little bit better. Just hasn't been there.
Okay.
I mean, like some of our friends have said, oh, yeah. What's that? Life gives you tangerines, made them cry. But I'm like, I don't know, man. That story was super slow. And it's like, okay, when is this going to pick up?
It is slow. It is very slow. It's very slow in the beginning. The first two episodes are slow, for sure.
Yes. Yeah.
If you, it's hard to get, I can understand it's hard to get past that, right? Because you're thinking that's how it's going to be.
Yeah.
And I think it's like 16 episodes.
Oh, wow.
I think it's something like that, right? Like 12 to 16, one of those, right? But yeah, so you kind of like, oh, is it going to be like this for all, you know?
Right?
Like then you're kind of like, oh, right? You kind of want to commit to that.
Yeah.
And so I think similar in a sense, right? Like I think, sometimes that's why it's hard, right? To jump in a new show.
Yes.
Because you're just like, oh, do you want to commit? People are going to get mad because, like, I even tried to watch Severance on Netflix.
Oh, yeah, I tried watching that.
I
couldn't get into it.
For some reason, I watched the first episode. I mean, I get it's interesting. Normally, this would be interesting, but for some reason, it just didn't click to me.
Yeah, I mean,
I get the intrigue of I'm curious. Okay, what the hell is this all about?
Right.
I'm curious, but for some reason, it didn't grip me to go. I have to binge watch this.
Yeah,
and I haven't finished it yet. I think I'm on technically. I think I'm on like episode 6.
Oh.
But I've been slowly watching it. Like I watch it one day,
right,
and then a couple weeks pass, and I'll be like, "Yeah, I'll try it." Right, I'll watch an episode. I'm like, a couple weeks. So it's been technically months, and
still going.
Right, I'm still going. But then they have season two, and from my understanding, season two is even better.
Oh, so,
but I don't know. Like it's just. So like that
is it worth the investment, right? At that point.
Yeah, like I don't know, right? I don't know if I'll ever get to it so we'll see. But I like, you know, so there's other shows like I've watched where it's Apple TV also has like For All Mankind, which is
okay.
The way it starts is basically that it's a historical view of what would happen if Russia got to the moon first. So that's kind of the premise of season one.
And okay.
They're like on season 6 now, right? So it kind of runs through that hypothetical of how the world would have changed if Russia got to the moon first.
Oh.
Yeah. And it basically becomes storyline changes from now. It becomes to a constant space race technology push from countries, right? As opposed to because U.S. got there first, we never went back. It went, basically, the space program died, right? I mean, or until recently, right? It's the first time we're going. You know, we're going back to the moon, right? Not to, I don't think they're landing on the moon. They're just orbiting just around it, right?
Right.
But it's the first time in like 55 years or something. But it kind of runs through that hypothetical. And each season, I think it's like 10 years later.
Oh, okay. Wow.
So I can understand why people wouldn't necessarily watch that because it's more of a more Americanized drama and stuff like that, but like, because it focuses on certain characters and everything. But like, I like the concept because, yeah, like, what would have happened if we didn't get to the moon first? I think America would have, because they, you know, they want to be seen as the dominant country.
Right.
They're going to want to one up that, right? They're going to feel like, no. And I think the priority would have shifted in terms of funding. They're going to fund NASA, right? And NASA's going to try to excel and do more, right? And then that'll push the other countries to do the same, right?
Right. We wouldn't have become stagnant.
Exactly. And so it was, the later seasons kind of more turn into a more dramatic effect sometimes, but dramatization stuff. But like in the early seasons, it was very interesting because you kind of got to see how the political shift would have been. And it's all hypothetical, right? Because we don't know.
Right, right.
But it's interesting because, yeah, you would have seen the political shift change and how much society probably would have changed based on if that one event differently.
Right.
Right. It's interesting. So, like, it's those kind of things, like, I find interesting. But, like, yeah, for some reason, there's something about Severance that, maybe it's I'm watching it at the wrong time because I tried to watch it after work, and there was a time where I just fell asleep. I just completely fell asleep, and then so I had to rewatch that episode like I want to say three times because I fell asleep every time
you,
I tried.
I don't think you want to watch that after work.
Yeah, no, exactly. Really, so I know I was like, you know, and so I maybe I have to figure out a better time frame to watch it. Yeah.
Wow, we blew through our hour again.
Yeah,
at least today wasn't as negative.
Talking about how to where, you know, the scenarios of hiding if you money. Made if you made money in a probably not the most legit way.
That's true. That is true.
Yeah, it wasn't completely depressing. But even though basically most of the news is pretty depressing.
It is. But like I said, we have to find the wins, the small wins.
Well, if you're listening and you somehow escaped and you're in hidden, like, wow.
Impressive. Yes.
Impressive. Maybe that's where all these movie ideas come from.
Yeah.
It's kind of based on these kind of possible scenarios, and maybe somebody's actually done it.
True. Maybe. But we'll never know.
That's the thing. We'll never know, right? Well, that's the thing. We'll never know. We'll never truly know.
If people are smart, we'll never know. And it should stay that way.
Yeah, they would. Yeah, they're totally living it. They probably don't even know what a podcast is.
I think
they're so off the grid. They're just
maybe. You
know, they don't even know.
Alrighty. Well, hopefully next week is a better week for everybody.
All right. Have a good
one. Okay. Take care.